This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge, soil test with the best. I'm Riley Smith. We're here right now with Jason Meyer of AgMarket.net. Jason, what do we see going on in the grain marketplace today?
We actually saw a little bit of green in the corn market. So corn was up a penny or two. So that was nice to see. There's some talk that we could potentially have a trade agreement with India come to fruition. And also there's some talk that we might be seeing some short covering going into the USDA report on Friday. The bean market was a little bit different story. It was down double digits today. We have soybean meal and soybean oil lower on the day as well. Just we got great weather, some rain coming, and non-threatening weather. So that's definitely pressuring the soybeans as we enter into their crucial period of development in the month of August here.
That again was Jason Meyer of AgMarket.net. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn up 1.5 at 412.5. September corn up 1.5 as well at 399.25. August soybeans down 12.25 at 10.09 even. September soybeans down 11 even at 997.5. August soybean meal down $1.30 at 269.40. Soybean oil down 82 cents at 53.29. Chicago wheat down 0.75 at 547 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 1.5 at 524 even. Minneapolis spring wheat up 1.75. Kansas City spring wheat up 1.75 at 597 even. September oats down 3.5 at 373.5. On the Merck, August live cattle down 20 cents at 219.77. August feeders up $1.35 at 320.47. August lean hogs up 45 cents at 107.22. Those are your closing markets on Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Riley Smith.